Today's daf is daf Kuf Hey, and we're holding three lines from the bottom of Kuf Dalid Amid Beis, where the Gemara begins Dorshe Rishumois. As you recall, when we started our Perek Chelik, we said that Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelik Lom Abba, but the Yesh She'en Lehem Chelik Lom Abba. And we enumerated three Malachim and four Hedjoites. What are the names of the three Malachim? We had Yeravim Ben Nevat, and we had Achav, and we had Menashe. Those three. And then we had four Hedyotis. Who were the four Hedyotis? Achitofel, Bilam, Gehazi, and Doyeko Adoimi. I always had trouble remembering those four names, and I came up with a mnemonic this year to remember. And that is, it's Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aleph is Achitofel, Beis is Bilam, Gimel is Gehazi, and Dalet is Doyeko Adoimi. Our Gemara, Bruchim Tio. Everybody's going to be tested at the end of the year. What the Gemara tells us now is Dorshe Rishumais. Dorshe Rishumais is Rashi, or Dorshe Psukim. And Rashi said that the word Rishumais comes from Pasuk, because you have in Daniel a Pasuk, yes, a Roshan, Bechsav, Emes. So therefore it means those that Darshan Psukim. But it doesn't identify who they are, but apparently they are on the status of Tanoim, because they respectfully disagree with our Mishnah and say that of our Mishnah, all of them, Yesh lehem chelek lehem haba, with the exception of Bilam Harasha. But everybody else, all the three Malachim and three out of the four Hedyotis, do have a chelek lehem haba after
Jewish.
All.
Not all of them are Jewish. It's called Israel, Yesh chelek lehem haba, but not.
So now you have a question on the Mishnah. Mishnah says Yesh lehem, and then it says the four Hedyotis includes Bilam. Bilam clearly was not Jewish. However, we are giving him an exalted status. We're not saying that he is a Jew, but we're saying that the following do not have a chelek lehem haba, even though you might have thought that Bilam happens to be a Novi, which he was, and a Novi MS from the Rabbi Shalom. Nevertheless, he doesn't have a chelek lehem haba because of some of the other bad things that he did, and we're going to enumerate many of them today in Mi'atz Hashem. So Bilam is not among those that is a subject of discussion, as you'll see when we go through this, something like a braisa. Those that dash in the psukim said, "Kulan boim olam haba." All of the six out of seven of our mishnah, they all go olam haba. After all, shenemar, like it says in the pasuk. Now the pasuk on the surface doesn't address our issue, but the gemara is going to, as you'll see, explain each word that in fact it's an allusion to the six out of seven people in our mishnah. Li Gilad. V'li Menashe v'Ephraim, Mo'iz Roshi, Yehuda Mechoykiki, Mo'yev Sir Rachzi, Al Edoim Ashlich Na'ali, Alei Peleshes Histori Ayi. For those of you that are familiar, this happens to be a posik in Tilim. And now the Gemara is going to explain each word or words of the posik to show you that they in fact do go into Chedek Amaba after all. So, Li Gilad, who's that referring to? That Achav, that's referring to Achav. What does Achav have to do, Gilad? Shenofal b'Ramais Gilad. As you recall, we had this already earlier, that Achav got killed in the battle of Ramais Gilad, and therefore Li Gilad is referring to Achav. The fact that it says Li explains Rashi, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am willing to tolerate their sin, so that they will be zoicha to go the Olam Haba. And then after we have Li Gilad, after that is Vali Menashe. Well, Menashe, that's the easiest. Menashe Kemashmoy. That was the name, Menashe, the king Menashe. And then you have Ephraim Mo'iz Roishi, Ze Yerovam, the Ka'asim Ephraim. Yerovam ben Nevat, who became the first king of the Malchi Israel, was not from Yehuda, but he came from Ephraim. And therefore, when referring to Ephraim, referring to Yerovam. So we've now covered the three kings. We've covered Yerovam, Achav, and Menashe. And now we continue on with the three. That's wonderful news, yeah. Especially for them. Yeah. Then Yehuda Mechaykiki, Ze Achitofel. What does he have to do with Yehuda Mechaykiki? Yehuda, because Achitofel came from Yehuda. And Rashi brings a Rai, because we find in Tanakh that David refers to Achitofel as Alufi Umiudoi. And Rashi said the word Miudoi means Kroivi, my Korov. That's how the word Miudoi, and you have the same thing in Rus, where it refers to Boaz Moidatonu. Moidatonu is from the same Shoirish of Miudoi. That we know him, because he happens to be our Mishpacha. Okay, so we've covered now Achitofel. Then Moyev Sir Rachzi. This is referring to Ze Gehazi. What does Gehazi have to do with Siarachzi? Shaloka al Iske Rechitza. Because he's the one that unfortunately sinned Iske Rechitza. Rechitza, of course, is referring to Naaman. When Naaman came to Elisha and said, I got a problem with all of this tzaras, and he told him to go into the Yarden, etc., etc. We've gone through this story a number of times. So then when Gehazi subsequently went to Naaman and said, no, Elisha wouldn't mind if you gave a couple of donations of this, that, and the other thing. And then Gehazi hid it all from Elisha. So therefore, he was the one that we thought in the Mishnah that Ein lechelek al maba. The Darsh Rishuma say, no, yesh lechelek al maba. Yes.
Just a quick question.
Up to three.
Relative to what the others did, he did something pretty innocuous.
I knew you were going to say that. But besides that, the Gemara brought other things that Gehazi.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I was wondering, what is Rechitza? I mean, what's the Rechitza of...
What did Naaman do?
But that's not
Gehazi. But it was that period, it was surrounding that whole incident.
Exactly. In other words, since the Mishnah doesn't say that Naaman ain't lechelik, so the Darsh Shumas did not have to defend him, we're defending now Gehazi, and we're saying that the reference to Siarachzi, that means Gehazi, because he was the one that was punished. He's well known for becoming the final Metzora together with his children. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he became Metzora because the Tzaras of Naaman went on to him. But the Gemara earlier on in our perek said Gehazi had other deviant practices that also contributed to the reason why Ein Lechelek Maba. And remember, we haven't finished the Masechta yet. We're still going to deal with all of the four Hedyotis that the Mishnah mentions. What I thought you were going to ask is, what does Moyev have to do with all this? It only says, Sirachzi is enough to tell you about Gehazi. If you look at the Rashi third line, Sirachzi, Gehazi, Shesor, Benitztarea, Al Iske Rechitza. The Iske Rechitza again is that Naaman went to the Yarden, it was miraculously the Taras went off of him, then he wanted to go and give a nice matana to Elisha. Elisha said, no, thank you, it's not necessary. And then afterwards, Gehazi ran after him and said, oh, Elisha changed his mind, we can use this, that, and the other thing. And Naaman gave it to him very graciously. And then Gehazi kept it for himself, didn't share the news with Elisha. And then Elisha said, oh, you thought you were going to hide it from me? I know exactly what happened. I know what you did, and blah, blah, blah. And then he became a Metzora, like it says in Tanakh. But again, he did other bad things. So the Iske Rechitza, therefore, is a reference to Gehazi. The question is, what is a reference to Moyev? So you'll see Rashi on the third line, Moyev Sirachzi David to Ka'osi Mi Moyev. David HaMelech, we know, came from Rusa Moyevia. But what does it have to do with anything? We never thought that David, Chas Hashem, doesn't get a Chelek L'mabah. So we'll see, Mitch, and we're going to get to David in another two or three lines. Do not be nervous, but I think Brother Shai had something to ask.
No, I just want to say that he brings down the Tzadik HaKon, brings that Rishimos,
yes,
refers to traces.
Traces, okay.
Traces that in every neshama, because the Chassidus of Ordos, there's five parts to the neshama, and
it's al-pikabot, it's not al-pikhsidus, but continue on.
So there's one that, the one piece which is always, can't be penetrated by sin, is one of the parts of the neshamas, and so the Rishima, that in the traces of each neshama, there's a pintaliyid.
Aha, okay, shkoyach, excellent. So getting back to, thank you for sharing that, and getting back to Agumar now, so now continuing on the Pasuk, as the Pasuk continues on, Sirachzi, and then it says Al Edoim Ashlich Naali. What is Al Edoim Ashlich Naali? This is referring to Zedoigo Edoimi. Now, what does that mean? Ashlich Naali. So Rashi explains that Doigo Edoimi will be able to go into Gan Eden, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in fact, in a sense, lock him into Gan Eden. In other words, the word Naal over here not coming from the word shoe, but coming from the word Manol, which is a lock. And therefore, says Rashi in the fourth line, fifth line, Anil Oisim Gan Eden. He will get. Toigadoimi will get a chedik in Gan Eden after all, and presumably since he's in Gan Eden, he'll be able to go to Osad Lavoi in Oilam Haba. Then it says the end of the Pasuk, Alei Pleshes Isroi A'i. What is it? So, Rabbi say, of the four, except for Bilam, we've covered all three. We covered Achitoifel, we covered Gehazi, we covered Doigadoimi. Now, what does Ale Pleshes Re'ai? What does that mean? Oma Malachi Shoet of Nikodesh Baruch, Rabbi Nishlan, Em Yavi David Sharik is a Plishti, Vahidish is Benecha Gas, Ma'ata Uisolai. What does this mean? It means David Melech Mietz Hashem will obviously go into Gan Eden, he'll going to go into Olam Haba. We know, however, that David HaMelech had two terrible enemies on this world. Who are they? Achitofel and Doigo Adoimi. What's going to happen when David HaMelech wakes up and sees that they also have a Chedek Olam Haba? They will continue to be like thorns in his side. So what are we going to do about it? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'm going to make peace between them. So therefore, getting back to the Pasuk, Alei Fleshes. Fleshes over here is a reference to Goliath HaPlishti. And therefore it says, Alei, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I take upon myself Fleshes, David HaMelech, who conquered Goliath HaPlishti, Vesrayai, and I'm going to go make friends between him and between Doigo Adoimi and Achi Teufel. So saying the Gemara again, Omer Malachi Shelfam Nechadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael. And Miobay David Shehara Ges HaPlishti, David HaMelech who killed Goliath, V'hoyrish Es Banecha Gas, and he gave a Yerusha to his children, in other words, the Klal Yisrael, the city of Gas. We had that before in our Gemara. Ma'at Oisalei. What are you going to do for him when he's going to be so upset to go and see his arch enemies there? Amalahen, Alai, Lasoisen, Reyim, Zelazet. The word history, I is from Loshen Reyin. I'll make sure to go make them good friends and I'll appease David HaMelech. Yes.
What about, is he going to see Shaul also?
That's a good question. And so was Avshalom.
What, they buried the hatchet?
No, no, Shaul was his king and he had a chance to kill him and he didn't do it.
Yeah, and he respected him.
Right, respected him as another king. He was very, it was a professional rivalry, not personal. Yeah. Strictly business minded.
That's good.
He tried to kill him, that's not personal.
No, not at all. Strictly business. He was a rival for
was
the crown.
Was this a godfather?
Exactly. Yeah. It was strictly business.
I think he meant Ariel. That's good. Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make Reyim Zelazem. Okay, that's the end of this Pasuk, and now we start another Pasuk. And now the Pasuk is not addressing the four and the three, or the three and the four, but we're addressing Klal Yisrael generally. The Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva. Madua shoyva ha'om hazeh Yerushalayim mishuva nitzachas. So the word shoyva is like bonim shoyvavim. Shoyvavim means children that are wayward, that are off the derech. Meaning Klal Yisrael, when they are sinning and they are not following the footsteps of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this pasuk says that the time will come when they're going to go and give mishuva nitzachas, which the Gemara interprets to mean tshuva nitzachas. They're going to give a good, strong response to the malachim who are going to come to them and say, why aren't you doing tshuva? Or not to the malachim, to the neviim that are giving the musr, why aren't you doing tshuva? And they're going to give a tshuva nitzachas. Normally we think of tshuva nitzachas being a victorious tshuva that's going to clinch it. But as we'll see from the Gemara, there are going to be three pshatim exactly what tshuva nitzachas, what the tshuva will be, but none of them hold that it's going to be a winning tshuva, but just a strong tshuva. So the word nitzachas means it's not an insignificant tshuva, although it's not the winning one.
It's not a knockout.
It's not a knockout. Good. So the Gemara first says, what's the first one? Omarav, tshuva nitzachas, heshiva knas Yisrael lenovi. What was that? Omar lenovi Yisrael. Novi said to Klai Yisrael. Chizru b'tshuva. It's about time to do tshuva. Avaseichem shechotu. Heichen heim. All of your fathers that did Chatoim over the years, where are they? So you see, they all passed away. They were all punished. None of them are around. So therefore, that tells you, you also got to do tshuva, otherwise, chas v'sholom, where will you be? So this is what the Navi said to Klai Yisrael. Omer lehen, so they said, not unexpectedly, unaviachem shaloi chotu, heichenheim, what about the Nevi'im of yesteryear? They didn't do any chait, by definition, that's what you're saying. And where are they? Didn't they also pass away? Shemot says in the Pasuk, aviseichem ayeheim, where are your avos? They all passed away. They didn't do tshuva. They were choite. And the neviim, do they live forever? So therefore, that's what the tshuva nitzachas was, where the navi is saying, your fathers all passed away. Is the chassim and they were punished. They did chatoim. And they said, and the early neviim didn't pass away. Are you going to tell me the reason why they passed away? Because they did chatoim. The reason why people pass away, that's already since the time of Adam v'Chava. That's unfortunately, that's the lot of all mankind, as well as the non-people. So now, again, they say, Chozer v'hoidu, even though, unfortunately, your avos passed away, but before they passed away, they were Chozer v'hoidu, means to at least a certain degree, they were maskim that they had sinned. Shnemar. all the dvarim and the chukim that I commanded my Nevi'im, so they realized that these are my dvarim and these are my chukim, and at least they went and did tshuva to a certain extent. Masha'en ken, you guys, you better do tshuva. So this was the first tshuva nitzachas according to Rav. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel has pshat number two. Bo asar b'ni Adam, Yashu l'fanav. 10 people sat down before the Navi, and Omer lehen, the Navi says to them, chizr b'tshuva, time to do tshuva. Omer lehen, and they said, evet shemachorei rabbi, v'isha shagir shebala, klum yesh lezeh al zeh klum. What happens if an evet has been sold to a new master, or chas v'shalom, a husband has given a get to his wife, then that has severed the relationship. Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol has sold us to the nations, to the Umos HaOlam, and he's been megarish us, that is Chai Yisrael. So what time does the Kadosh Baruch Hu have on us anymore? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chas Hashem, threw us away. So, Ibazoi, what's the whole discussion? Why are you telling us to do tshuva? Amaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Navi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Navi, so this was a tshuva nitzachas, according to Shmuel. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Navi, Leichem or Lehen, go and tell them, Eiza Sefer Krisis Imchem Asher Shelachtia. The word Eze is like Eifai. Show me that Sefer Krisis that I sent you away. I never give you Sefer Krisis. You're not divorced. Go and tell me who is the Noishim. In other words, who is the Malve that I sold you to go and pay off the Chayv. We are not under a situation where Chas V'Shalom there was a permanent divorce or a permanent sale, but rather this was all an estrangement. And unfortunately, Hashem, there was no divorce, but we were separated. And unfortunately, we continue to be separated. But Hashem, one day will come when I'm going to take you back, Rabbi Sai. Find Yom Rish Lakish, that's what Rish Lakish said, Maidach Siv. We find two separate descriptions of two people in the Torah as being Avdi. One Pasuk is David Avdi, another Pasuk is Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. Now, I understand why David the Melech would be called Avdi, but Nebuchadnezzar would be called my Avdi. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll tell you why. Because it's going to be do lefonai, lefnei mishomar bo yoylam. It's going to be do before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shasini Yisrael loymer kach, that the 10 people that were gathered here are going to say to the Novi, we were thrown out, and we were given a get, and we were sold to a umas oylam, so what do you want from us? We're off the hook, we're no longer bound by what it says in the Torah, chas v'sholem. Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that this is going to happen, l'fichah hiktav Kadosh Baruch Hu v'korei eved. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu called Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. Why? Because eved shekon nechasem, eved l'mi, nechasem l'mi. We all know, mashekona eved kona rabbi, and therefore, if Nebuchadnezzar is called an eved, if you're saying that we, Klal Yisrael, were quote-unquote sold to Nebuchadnezzar, because Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, etc., and he took over lock, stock, and barrel throughout the Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, and took over, so you're saying that the Kadosh Baruch Hu sold us to Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, true, but Nebuchadnezzar is my Eved. Since he's my Eved, Mashakana Eved, Kana Rabbi. And therefore, said the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yidin, if you belong not to Nebuchadnezzar, you belong to me. So that's the reason why it said Nebuchadnezzar Avdi in the Pasuk. You like that, Chad, right, Bill? V'oila ruchacham hoya leisiyah, asher atem oimem niyek agoyim kimishbochis ha'atzorotzois, l'shoris eitz ve'evan. That you, oila ruchacham, that you are thinking to yourselves that since we were divorced and since we were sent away, we can act now like all the goyim, like all the mishbochis ha'aretz, l'shoris eitz ve'evan, to go and serve idols, chas v'sholem, chai onin nim ha'shem alakeichem, it's going to happen. I know it hasn't happened yet, and it's been close to 2,000 years. But like the Gemara said before, Chakeloi said, "Come in the Titan, yet Hashem Mashiach will come with the Yad Chazaka, Zroin Netuya, Uvachim Meshvucha." Even though Chas V'Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu will be angry, Emlech Aleichem, I'm going to take you back as my children, as Klal Yisrael. So now that final statement, Uvachim Meshvucha, that's a little bit unsettling. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take us back, but it's b'chei b'shvucha. Amar Rav Nachman, kol ki hay rizcha lirzach rachmona alon. Halavai, Kadosh Baruch Hu should get ready angry today, says Rav Nachman. He should go and get with a rizcha. Rizcha means with a tremendous
burning
fury, anger, etc. Halavai, ulefrakinan, at least at the end of the day, we know that we will be redeemed and taken back by the Rabbi Shlomo. So therefore we have the two referent to the two explanations so far of the tshuva nitzachas, that of Rav and that of Shmuel, and now we have a third one of Rav Bochana. The Yisrael Mishpat Elikov Yoyrenu. What does this mean? A Rabbi Bachana. It's interesting. Rabbi Rashi has a totally different girsa on the side, in the same memra. Amrab Abba Bar Kahana. Here it says Amar Rabbi Bachana. I would have thought that there would be at least an asterisk and something Mizrach Shas, or somebody would comment on it. Anyway, it says Amrab Rabbi Bachana. Amal Henov Yisrael Chizur B'Tshuva. Time to do tshuva. Amr Loi Sakla Yisrael answered. Ain on Yecholim. We cannot. We'd love to do tshuva. The Yetzahara Shoyvet Bana. The Yetzahara, he is such a difficult character. It's impossible to get out of his clutches. Every morning when I get up, I have to fight that Yetzahara. I'll sleep a little bit longer. There'll be a minion without you. Brother Shai, it's Chanetz game. You don't have to worry. You'll be fine. Everything will be great. No, no, no. We got that Yetzahara that we have to fight. That's the Yisrael HaMishpat. Yisrael HaMishpat means we're getting, in a sense, like Yisurim from the Mishpat, from that one that is judging us, that Yetzirah, that is the prosecutor and the person that it incentivizes and instigates us to go and do Chas V'Shalom. He sure the part. So Amul Ahen, that's why he says, Yisru Yitzreichem, Imru Loi Elikov Yerenu. Amru Loi Elikov Yerenu. So, Amul Ahen, so, getting back to the pasuk, the Yisro leMishpat. It's the Novi saying now to Klal Yisro, Yisro. Yisro means like to tie up with Musarim. Not with Yisro, with Musarim. It's
Matir Asurim.
No. But that's also. But you have also in Halil. It's
Yisro Yisrani Ya.
Good, excellent. So all those psukim have a reference to tying up. Yisru chagav karnas mizbeach. Good. So Yisru means to tie, exactly. The karnas mizbeach is Yisru yisur teichim, go and tie up yetzara. They have mishpat, the one that causes you to unfortunately have to face the court. Go and tie him up and don't allow him. Amru loy, so they said to, back to the Navi, elikov yeirenu. Yeah, that's all well and said, and that's good that you just said that. However, we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu to go and take over and show the way and show him the door and to get the Yetzirah out of us, because this Yetzirah is a very, very difficult to go and control.
You created it,
but so bottom line is we had the three tshuvos, and now we go back to our Mishnah. The Abaye Joyt is Bilam Doyeg
Achtevak.
That's what we're saying. If you go back to the Rashi, Omer Reb Abba Bar Kahana, about 12 lines in the bottom of the Yomit. Hayinu tshuva nitzachas to Omru Lei. They said to the Navi, Elikim Yerenu, Shein on Yechoyim Liyasro. He said, we'd love to be able to go and tie him and throw him out of the door. But it doesn't work so easily. Elikim Yerenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to show us, he's going to have to be the Mora Derech, what to do and how to do it. He's going to
overcome the
Yetzirah. Take over the Yetzirah ourselves is a difficult task. Kadosh Baruch Hu will lead us by the hand. Mitzvah will have a much greater success. So I have the four Hejoitos, Bilam, Doyach, Doyfil, Goyachas, Yizokimar, Bilam. How did he get the name Bilam? Bilam means Beloy Am. What means Beloy Am? Says Rashi, even though his Am may have a Chelik Loilam Haba, he, Bilam, will not have a Chelik Loilam Haba. Obviously, this goes like our Mishnah, even goes like the Dorsh Rishumai, because Dorsh Rishumai didn't exclude Bilam, they only excluded the others. So Bilam, he does not get Loilam Haba, he's going to suffer outside. Well, Dover Acher, Bilam Shebola Am. The word Bola over here means to confuse, to mix up. And therefore, he caused mass confusion among Klal Yisrael. How was that? Because unfortunately, he gave the Eitzah of the Benois Minyan, the Benois Moyab, and unfortunately many sinned, and that's why the Torah says that 24,000 Yidin never died as a result of this Eitzah Ro'ah of Bilam. That's the Bola Am. He caused mass confusion among the masses that caused them, Rachman al-Islam, to sin with Arois. And it says, Bilam ben Ba'or, Shebo al Bi'ir. The word Bi'ir is like the word Biroi. V'shilach es Biroi, uvir b'steyacher. Biroi means a behaima. That he, Bilam, lived with a behaima. And we're going to see Mitchum on the Omid Beis, a graphic description of his dialogue with his own Asoinoi. Asoinoi, his donkey, where he said to the Osin, said to him, don't you remember? We've been living together now for many years with Chuppah V'Kiddushin, and therefore, what are you talking about? So we'll see that Bilam and Ishmael Kagroisa Tzadik, even though he was a Novi, but nevertheless, he lived with Baimus. So, Timara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, who Ba'or, who Kushin Rishasayim, who Lovin, who Arami. Ba'or, meaning L'choyre, Bilam's father, same Kushin Rishasayim is the same individual, and that's the same as Lovin, who Arami. If you make a cheshbon, you'll see that he must have lived 200 or 300 years to be able to be both in the times of Lavan Arami and also, who's Kushan Rishasai?
Kushan, one of those kings? A king?
One of those kings, and particularly when? At the times of
Aram?
Good, he was maybe a king of Aram, but in whose time did he live among the Jews? The times of Joshua. How do I know? Look at the Rashi at the end on the right-hand margin. The Achas b'mei Shoftim, the Achas misi Yehoshua. After Yeshua passed away, so we're talking all the way from the times of Yaakov Avinu, who had to deal with Lavan, and after that, of course, you had the whole 210 years in Mitzrayim, you had the 40 years in the Midbar, you're now talking about years later, at least 14 years later after Kibbush V'Chilek, talking about after Yeshua died, and now Kushan Rishathaim is king. So you had to be at least 250, 260, 300 years old, if not older. Anyway, so he was all the same individual. Zokti Gemara, Ba'or who could shirisayim who love an Arami, Ba'or shebo al bi'ir. Now, until now we learned that we're talking about Bilam ben Ba'or, that he lived with his own animal. If you say that we're talking about Bilam mamish, we're going to have a problem over here. We're saying that Bilam is the same as Kushan Rishasayim. Remember, Bilam's death is already referred to in the Torah,
right,
that Bilam died.
In the war with Midian.
Exactly. So if he died, how could he still be alive after the times of Yeshua and be the Kushan Rishasayim referred to in the Gemara? So the Chayr were talking about the father. We just said now that Bilam ben Ba'or, that he himself lived with the Bible. Anyway, so the Mefarshim deal with these issues. It would be easier just simply to say that the father, like the son, they both lived with animals.
They ran in the family?
In the DNA, right? Maybe literally in the DNA. He lived with the animal, who knows? Anyway, so I in the Mefarshim. So Ba'or, the Yaakov Emden in the back of the Gemara makes a chesed that he would have to be 500 years old based on if it's Taka Olav and Arami. So there's some Mefarshim that say that we don't mean literally that they were the same, but it really means the Gilgul, the Shama was the same. It's a Gilgul. So therefore, yes, the original Lavan Arami, after he passed away, that Gilgul came back in the form of Bilam, and then when Bilam passed away, it came back in the form of Kushan Rishasayim. That would be easier, although normally the Gemara doesn't refer to Gilgulam, but that would make sense. Okay, so getting back to Gemara. So Baruch Shabbat al Be'er, he lived with his animal. Kushan Rishasayim, the Ovet Shtei Rishiyos. He did two bad things, the Israel. Achas b'me Yaakov, one time the Yaakov Avinu, that what? That Governor Rami.
Ovi.
Correct. Ubikish Lakar Sakoil. So that was one time. And the second time was Achas Nishoftim, Shvayda Shoftim. That was the Rashi I showed you a moment ago, where he lived post Yeshua in the time of the Shoftim. So obviously he was Ma'arich Yom. Mashima was his real name, Governor Rami. Shemai. Zotimar Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk Ben Ba'or, Ksiv Benoi Ba'or. There are a couple of psukim in Parshas Balak where it refers to not Ben Ba'or, but Benoi Ba'or. So, what's the difference? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Aviv Benoi Hu Loi Benavias. Even though physically and biologically, Ba'or was the father of the son of Bilam, Bilam Ben Ba'or, however, he was Benoi Ba'or. In one sense, Ba'or was the son of Bilam. In which sense was he the son? In terms of his status as Navi. Apparently both Bilam and Ba'or were both Naviim. However, Bilam was a greater Navi than his father, so his father was like the son to his son when it came to Navias. Zokimar Bilam hu, play osali almud yasi. Bilam will not go to Olam Emes, like, oh, so now the Gemara is Medayik. Since we said in the Mishnah that if you're a four-head yoitis, then don't go to Olam Haba. And one of them is Bilam. It's Hudali Asi Yalma, to Asi. Or Achroni Asi. It's Mashma that his fellow Moabites, other Umay Sa'olam, do go to Olam Haba. If that's the case, we have a Machlikas Reb Lezen, Reb Yeshua, and then our Mishnah goes and shtims like Reb Yeshua, but not like Reb Lezen. Who's Reb Lezen? Reb Lezen Oymer. Yeshuv Rishoyim Lishoyla, Kol Goyim Shcheichi Elikim. The Rishoyim are going to return the Sheol. Sheol means to the Gehenim, or to the grave. And Kol Goyim, all of the Goyim, they're Shcheche Elikim. So now the Gemara darshens the following way. Yeshuv Rishoyim Lishoyla. Reb Lezer takes the Pasuk and he interprets them as two separate descriptions, two separate segments. Yeshuv Rishoyim Lishoyla, what is that? We're referring to Elipoishi Yisrael. That's talking about Klal Yisrael Nebuch, those that are Poishia. Those Yeshuv Rishoyim Lishoyla. Kol Goyim Shcheche Elikim. Eilu, now our Gemara says poishe, but the word poishe really should be in parentheses. It should be removed from the Gemara. This was apparently thrown in by the censor, because the censor wasn't happy that we're going to say, kol goyim shcheche lekim, eilu oiv tekachovim, that they're all going to go to she'oil, and they're not going to survive, and not going to be resurrected for oilam haba. But that's, so to put in the word poishe is incorrect, because what we're trying to bring is a raya that our Mishnah stims like Rabbi Yeshua and not like Rabbi Lezer. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, he's saying that none of the Goyim will be resurrected. He's saying, Kol Goyim, Alle Goyim, Shcheche Lekim, they have the status of Shcheche Lekim, and therefore, Ele Oiv Dechavim, when we say Goyim, we mean Oiv Dechavim, it could be that you have a benevolent Goy that, like a Ger Toyshev. But we're talking about Oiv Dechavim, those that happen to be real Oiv Dechavim, that are serving idols and worshipping, etc. None of them will come Lo'olam Haba. So that's not our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said only Bilam doesn't come to Olam Haba, but other Goyim will come Lo'olam Haba. Therefore, our Mishnah does not stim like Rabbi Lezer. It's Rabbi Yeshua that says, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. V'chi nemar, b'chol goyim. Does it pasik so? B'chol goyim shchei chelikim, it says, kol goyim shchei chelikim. V'li nemar, ela, kol goyim shchei chelikim. Ela. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says that the two parts of the pasik are really one and the same, and it's just answering a question. Eli Yeshuv, Rishoyim l'sh'oila, that's the first part of the pasik. Rishoyim will stay and be in the Sheol. Ma ninu, who are those Rishoyim that we're referring to? Kol goyim shechei chelikim. Those goyim that are shechei chelikim, that have no shaychus to Rabbeinu Shalom, that they're oiv de'avoid azara. Those are the goyim that are not going to go. The bad guys, the Rishoyim types. However, regular goyim, they will be able to be, to live lo'olam haba. And you'll remember the Gemara asked earlier on, I understand why Yidden are going to live to Olam Haba. So then they'll be able to learn Torah at all times and do mitzvahs. But what are the Goyim going to do to Olam Haba? So you remember the Gemara earlier, and Rashi quotes it again over here. They're going to assist us in our daily lives in terms of who's going to go and cultivate the fields, who are going to go and do the harvesting. Those we need the Goyim to go and do the menial labor in terms of taking care to supply the world with food and other panosas, etc. So getting back to our Gemara, so bottom line is, our Mishnah that says, other Goyim, other than Bilam, will go Lo'olam Haba, that's Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says, which Goyim do not go? Those that are Yeshuva, Rishoyim, Lish'oil, Rishoyim, that are going to stay forever in Gehenna and never going to come out, who are those? Those are the Goyim Shechei Elikim. However, the good Goyim, that are not Shechei Elikim, not the Oiv Devoid Azor, not the Rishoyim, they will go the Olam Haba, but except for Bilam. The Af Oisir Rosh and Nosan Simli Atzmai, even Bilam himself alluded to his ultimate fate. Omar, he said, as we have it quoted in Parashas Balak, says Naposik, Tomois Nafshi Mois Yisharim, Usihi Achrisi Kamoyim. What means Tomois Nafshi Mois Yisharim? In Tomois Nafshi, if my nefesh dies, Mois Yisharim, like a Yashar, like an Erlich Yid, like a person is supposed to act, then Tei Achrisi Kamoyim. Then I'll be like them too. Meaning, just like they are going to get up, Lasid Lovel Olam Haba, then I will also join the Yisharim. However, if I'm not going to go and die in Mois Yisharim, but rather I'm going to be killed, which is in fact what happened to Bilam, he was killed in the Melchama with the Melchemes Midyan. If that's the case, I'm going to go back to my nation and I will not rejoin you with the Jewish people when they are Oila at the time of Tchias HaMeisim. By Yelchus said, since we spoke about the Bilam at some length, we're going to deal with a lot of the psukim that he said in Parshas Balak. And a lot of this is familiar to us because it's brought in the Rashi. And when we were children, the Yemora or the Rebbe would tell these stories. Midyan and Moyav were always at loggerheads. They were always fighting, always battling. The only time that they came together was against Klal Yisrael. Then they became like what? What's the reason why? The Gemara gives a very simple mashal. Mashal shnei klavim, two dogs, shayu be'eder, that were together. The word tzuhuvim says Rashi, ku'usim. They were constantly arguing and screaming at each one of them. And all of a sudden, one day, a wolf came, and that wolf went and attacked one of the two klavim. Omar ho'echad, says the other one, maybe we should say Omer Ha'acher, Im Eini Oizrei, if I'm not going to help him Hayoim today, then Hayrig Oizrei, sorry, Im Eini Oizrei, Hayoim Hayrig Oizrei, L'machar Bo'alai. After all, the Ze'ev, the wolf, doesn't pay favorites over here. He doesn't play favorites over here. If he's going to go and attack him, my erstwhile chaver in the Eder, who he's never had loggerheads with, but if he's going to kill him today, then tomorrow he's going to come for me, L'machar Bo'alai. Therefore, they teamed up together against the Zeiv and they killed the Zeiv. So the same thing is the Ziknim Yoiv and Ziknim Midyan. Each one said, if Klal Yisrael goes against us today, then tomorrow it's going to go against the other one. So let's unite together against them.
Actually, the metaphor doesn't work because the Moab and Midyan did not succeed in destroying Bnei Yisrael.
Oh, you're 100% right. But the Gemara is explaining the why
mindset,
did they go
mindset,
together.
Thought process.
It says, V'yelcho zikni moi v'zikni minyan. They went together. These people would never look at each other. They would go on the other side of the street. How, for the first time in their lives, are they going together? So says the Gemara, the reason why they went together is because they had a common cause, a common enemy against Christ. Amr Papa Haida the Amri Inchi. That's how people have an expression. Kar kushta v'shunra. Of the hilula mitarba the bayish gada, a karkushta is a weasel. Shunra, of course, is a cat. We're going to have that in the Haggad in a couple of days. So you have the weasel and the cat. They normally are at loggerheads, constantly fighting one another. However, of the hilula, one time they made a party mitarba. Tarba means the chaylev, the schmaltz, the bish gada from someone who had or from animal who had bad mazel. They found an animal or a person had bad mazel. They were able to team up together and they had a feast on the tarba, on the chaylev, on the shmalz of that individual or that animal.
Gada is an animal or a goat?
Gada is neither an animal nor a goat. I mean, it is in the gada in the Haggadah.
Right.
Here we're talking about gada is mazel. God,
thank you.
No problem. It's Bayish Gada or Mish Gada means who has a bad muscle. So the Tarba is the Chaylev of the bad muscle guy. You want to, Rashi said that. Look at Rashi about halfway down the left hand margin. Mm-hmm. Bish Gada, Mazel Ra, yeah, bad muscle. Continuing on. V'yesh v'sari moiv im bilam. Now, when originally they came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't even think of going to curse Klal Yisrael. And then Bilam said, so the Sari Moiv and Sari Midyan said, Nu Vazok to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, Lino Foy Halayla, let's sleep over it. You know, that's like anybody has a major decision. Let's sleep on it, and tomorrow morning we'll see. So Bilam said to them, let's sleep over it, Mitchim. Tomorrow morning I'm going to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu again, can I go with you? Can I not go with you? It says, V'yesh v'sari Moiv in Bilam, but the Sari Midyan are no longer present. Right, tomorrow, sorry, minyan lehechan ozel. Where did they go? So tomorrow, kivin de amal lehu lina foy halayla vashvoisi eschem davar. When Bilam said, "Stay overnight, and we'll talk about it in the morning," amar klum yeshav shesayni espanai. He's asking Kadosh Baruch Hu whether he should go and curse his children. You think the father's going to say, "Go and curse my children"? Ah, narish kaiten, and they immediately machta pleita. They went home. Om Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, you see from our psukim in Parshas Balak, chutzpah afilu klap ishmai mahani, that when a person speaks in a brazen fashion, mazam chutzif, sometimes it works even, can I get a Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyachal?
Only chutzpah,
yeah. Klap ishmai. Holy chutzpah. Oh, very good. Is klap ishmai mahani, how do I know? Me'akarik said, initially, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Bilam, lo'itelech imoem, don't go, stay here, don't go. When he kept mutching him and nudging him, guess what? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, okay, kum lechitam. Guy isn't tight, just but you'll only be able to do and say what I allow you to do. Right? What's Rashi doing? It's number 17. You'll only be able to tell them what I want you to say. So initially he said, under no circumstances, don't go. Because he was mechutzav, okay, you want to nudge me, you want to pester me, come lechitam. You see, chutzpah works even klapi shmai.
That's not holy chutzpah.
Okay, is it unholy chutzpah? Om Rav Sheches, chutzpah malchusa b'leitagi. Chutzpah is like being a melech without the crown. In other words, you can have a situation where a mechutzav is, in a sense, stronger than the king, even though he has no title. Tachsif says here, the David HaMelech says, "Vanoichi hayoim, I today rach u'mashuach melech." They were moishich me; they gave me the anointing as a king. However, when Hashem were eila b'nei Tzruya, that's Yoav and Avishai ben Tzruya, we had both of them before, Karshim imeni, but they are stronger than I am. What do you mean stronger than you? You're the king, you have your cavalry, you have blah, 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 blah. It's true, I have the title, I have the crown. They don't have the crown, but they're stronger than me.
They have the power.
Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bilam chigibrag li achasayah. Bilam was a hinkadika. Hinkadika means he was lame on one foot. He was limping. Shenemar vayelech shefi. What does shefi have to do anything? So Rashi says that when we get to chulin, it's going to say buka di atma de shof miduchte. That means that one of the bones went and came out of its socket. So the word shof means to come out of the socket. And here vayelech shefi because his leg apparently came out of one of the hip sockets, or maybe out of the where you have the knee, and so therefore that's why he was limping. Well, Shimshon b'shtei raglav. Shimshon was a Shimshon a gibor. He was lame on both feet. Shemeshon was shafifa and aliyara, which shafifa is like a plural of shefi. Hanoi shechiv shafifa aliyara. Hanoi kvishvusos. Bilam suma liachas me'ena vaya. Suma was blind in one eye. Shemeshon in the pasuk shesuma oyin. Neum hageva shesuma oyin. So what does shesuma oyin mean? So Rashi says shesum means that the eye was open, and it's Peloshin Saginar, that it's open, but it really means that it was closed. One eye was closed. Koizim Amasihoya, he was Koizim when he did his Ksumim, he did it on his Aver down below. Ksivacha Noifel Ugnuya Noyim, again, this is Bilam speaking about himself, that he's Noifel, what's the Loshin? Noum Shemir Imrikevi De Das Elyon, Masik Shaka Yechse, Noifel Glunayim. So he was describing himself. Uksim Ishtetach Ksiv Hosam in the Megillah, Vine Haman Noifel Alamitash Esther Alea, even though the Chazal tell us it was a Malach that pushed Haman down, and then afterwards Achashverish came in and said, Gam Lichwesh is a Malach, Imi Baboyes, Vine Haman Chofu, and then Echem and Asurisim, and that's how he made it. Exactly. But the point of all of this is that the metaphor of Haman Noifel Alamita, Noifel suggests in Yonei Aroyois, and therefore Noifel Gluyanoyim is also the Noifel is referring to his Aver down below, where he was Koisim Bamasai. If you're wondering what means Koisim Bamasai, we had this back in Daf Samach Hei, when we spoke about the Oiv Viyid Oini, that Oiv, normally he brought up the evil spirits from under his armpits. Under his underarm, from his armpits. However, back on Daf Samach Hei, we said that some Oivs are not so friendly, and they are mala the spirits on Zchurai, on their down below. The Omer, yeah. If you go in Samachayim at Beis, oh, almost halfway down the Omer, halfway of the narrow line, Tanarban Bal Oiv, Echad Hamale B'Zchurai, V'Echad Nishol B'Gogardus. That he's Male B'Zchurai, what means Male B'Zchurai? His Zachar is down below, he's Male the spirit. Azichrusa, like Rashi said. So therefore, he was a Koisim. We know that he was a Koisim. In fact,
but yeah, Navi. Okay. He's all these flaws. Okay. Also, Navi's supposed to be perfectly healthy and perfect in knowledge.
So what did Chazal say? That the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the book
to give a counterweight to say the Goyim should say whenever Navi.
Exactly.
But he was such a niskite, such a criminal. I mean,
apparently he was a Navi, and he said, "Yeah, I'm all powerful and I can do everything." We know that he was a koisim because in pasuk number 14, v'yel chazik nimoy v'zik miminyan uksamim biyodam. V'yel bilam v'yidab v'yidab. Why did they bring it to Bilam? They said, Bilam, you don't even have to take your case of magic tricks. We got all of the black magic right here. We brought all the kelim that you need. Let's go. Let's go up. So he was koisim on Amosai. Right, mar b'ri devina oma shebo al asoinai. That's what it says over here. In the Pasik, Noifa Gluyanoyim means that he lived with his own Osoin, meaning with his own
donkey.
Man, the Amakoisim Amosai Haydikimam. How do I know? Because from the Pasik, Noifa Gluyanoyim, he says about himself, I'm a Noifel. Vine Amma Noifel Alamita, Noifel Noifel. So it's referring to the Amma, the Aver down below. Man, the Amma Balasoinai, Haya Ksiv Hocha. How do I know? Because it says here in the Pasik, Kora Shochav, Uksiv Hosan, Bein Raglea, Kora Shochav. Now, what is Korah Nofal Shechem? What is that referring to? That other pasuk being Raglea is referring to Yoel Eishes Chev Rakeini that caused Sisera to sin, and then she drugged him by giving him seven times milk. She lived with him, and eventually she decapitated him, and then they won the war against Sisera.
Since they said it was Remeir or Rukiva came from Sisera, Rukiva, I think they said came from Sisera.
Wow,
we had that.
Are you talking about from the Atzumah Sayyavei Shois?
No, we had that.
Was he Behudim HaBaseir?
That night?
No, not from, I don't know, whatever they said.
Rabbi Kiva was certainly a ger.
Right,
that's so true.
Descended from ger, descended from Kiva ben Yosef.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I don't know that he was from
Sisera.
Okay, if he said so, I believe you. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. I'm on your side. Anyway, the Pasuk says that we're not talking about Rabbi Kiva, we're not talking about, Sisera. Okay, so I know that that's how you got into Sisera. Yeah. Very good. Okay, Shkoyach. This has been the Bnei Sisera that they learned Torah, I think, in Bnei Brak or something. That was Bnei Muhammad. That's something. So there were three categories. It was Bnei Sisera, Bnei Sancheirev, and the Bnei Haman. And each one was, if you will, special in his own way. When it says that they learned Torah Bnei Brak, one Torah Barabim. That's a few blotted codes on the bottom of the Amud Beis. So we have Sisera and Sancheirev and Bnei Haman. So it's after Nebuzaradan, which is so far, so to speak, the Tshuva. Yeah. Okay, here you have on Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. You see the third wide line. It refers to Bnei Banav Shel Sisera Lamdu Torah B'Yushalayim, Bnei Banav Shel Sancheirev Lamdu Torah B'Rabim. And then it says Bnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'Nei Brak. But it doesn't say anything about Rabbi Kiva, but it does say what you're referring to, Bnei Banav Shel Sisera Lamdu Torah B'Yushalayim. Okay?
Yeah.
The Chmai Vavtalian were descended from Sancheirev. Okay, that's Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, third wide line. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So here he uses Korah Shacham, and there it says Korah. So it's just like over here, it's referring to
here. The art scroll brings it.
Yeah, that what?
He says that this is verse of Akiva, the grandson of Margolios Hayam.
Back in Tzadik Vav.
On Tzadik Vav.
Okay, good. No problem.
If you hold by the Margolios Hayam, then...
The Margolios Hayam was a very choshevit. But anyway, getting back to... Getting back to our own Gemara, Daf Kuf Hei, for a moment, it says that he boil a soinai, and I know it from Korah. Here it says Korah Shacham, and there it says Ben Galea Korah Nofo Shacham, and therefore, just like Yoel was talking about Masabiah, he's also Masabiah, and therefore, that's how I know that he was boil a soinai, because of the Maisabiah over there with Sisera, Maisa. That's the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is very difficult to understand. Why is it difficult to understand? Because this Pasuk L'Choira is inappropriate. This Korah Shachav, which is number 23, back on the Amud Aleph, Korah Shachav Kari Uchlovi Mi Yikimenu Recha Baruch Vayrecha Or. He's not referring to himself. Before, when he spoke about Bilam, he says, I happen to be the Noifel Ugluya Noyim. But he is referring to Klai Yisrael. Korah Shachav Kari, he goes to sleep like an Ari, Uchlovi Mi Yikimenu, and he gets up nevertheless to daven in the morning to put on tefillin and talis, etc. Just referring to Klai Yisrael, it's not referring to himself. Therefore, the Gra takes out this girsa. Look at the Goyim, the Gra on the right hand side. Here, yeah, Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
The Vilna Goyim, see on the right hand, my mind is not right hand, maybe it's in yours, on the left hand. The Goyim, the Gra, there's only one. You see Aleph? Do you have that, Brother Shai?
I'm looking for it. It's also on the left side.
Oh, yeah. You're good, Mark. We're supposed to see a rightist, not a leftist.
Yeah, okay.
So what does it say in the Gra?
Zivacha,
Korah Shachav, Nimchak Beis Tevois Korah Shachav, the Nisha Metzidoi, Noifel. He bring back the same passage again. Noifel Gluy and Noyim. We have the Hinei Haman Noifel, but there we were learning the Gabe Koisim Ba Mosai. Now you wanted to know the Gabe Yone Bia. Here it says again Noifel Gluy and Noyim. Mixivasim Ben Raglea Korah Nofal Shachav. I said don't learn it Korah. Korah, we're learning it from Noifel Nofal. It's the same word, although slightly different conjugation. So just like over there, it's a Maisabia. Here also Maisabia with his own donkey. V'yodea das elyon. Oh, this is a very famous Gemara. Hashu das behemtalei haviyad. He didn't even know how to respond properly to his own behema. In other words, the behema outwitted him in the dialogue that we're going to have. Das elyon haviyad. He was able to go and talk about a das elyon. My das behemtalei. What do you mean das behemtalei haviyad? The amrile. My timele rechav tesusia. We're now trying to picture to yourselves, Bilam is struggling with his donkey. His donkey refuses to walk, to go ahead. The reason why he refused to go ahead was because there was a malach standing in front of him. The Osain saw it, but he, Bilam, didn't see it. So anyway, so now you have this stubborn donkey, and all of the Ziknei Moyev Ramidion that are walking together with him say to him, hey, why did you take your donkey? Why didn't you go and take a horse? A horse is much more preferable for riding. Normally you use a donkey for freight. Well, you use a horse for riding, especially. You're a novi. Amalahu. So he said to them, Shadoi lahu bertiva. It's grazing today out in the pasture, and therefore it's a vacation day. And that's why I'm taking my chamor today. Amra, they said, so not they said. Amra, the asain now perks up its nose and gets angry. What are you talking about? I am to be your asain, I'm your donkey. So immediately the pasuk continues on, Asherachav tolai, which of course is the appropriate response. You're telling me you know me, you take your sus, but today it's on vacation. No. But the Gemara goes and divides the pasuk into segments. So immediately Bilam knows where this is running, and he said, "Latina Balam, of course I use you all the time for freight. You know, all the time my luggage, my carry-ons, as well as the baggage that I go and send with the airplane. Everything is together with you on you on the asin." What are you talking about? Says the asin. Asherachavtolai. You go and sit on me. From time to time it happens, you know. I give vacation to my sus every few weeks. Then I come and I ride on your back. No. From the very beginning, the first time you bought me, you got me. From then, every day you ride on me. And not only that, I work for you 24/7. We sleep together at night. How do I know? It says in the pasuk, Osain says too, to Bilam, ha heskein hiskanti lasil chokoi, v'yoyim aloi, right? That's number, pasuk number two over here on the side, yeah? You have number pasuk two. V'atayim ro'osayin abilam haloi anuich asoid chashurchav salayim mi'oid chariyem ezeh, ha heskein hiskanti lasil chokoi. What means ha heskein hiskanti? Uksiv Hosan says by David HaMelech that they got Avishag to go and warm him up because in his later days he was very cold. But he loy seichanis. So just like over there, it means that they were lying together. But there's a major difference. They're just lying together. They didn't have issues. No relations. Here, in fact, he had relations with the Austin. In fact, they had a chuppah kedushin that we spoke about. You can imagine what Masada kedushin was. Anyway, it must have been a big course of some sort. Anyway, but he loy seichanis. So we see the word haskein niskanti, that they lived together. So that's. Was Zuxim, Shelley, you want to add something?
Yeah, did he accuse the horse of lying?
No, he didn't accuse the horse of lying, but she accused him of lying together with him, the donkey, the osai. Okay, so let's continue on. Elamai v'dei das elyon. So we said that he wasn't able to best his das behema. The behema bested him. V'dei das elyon, what is that? She yedei l'chavet u'zashar kadjiboruch koi izbah. He knew exactly that moment every single day when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Find the Kamalan of Yisrael. Am Yischorna Mayoatz Balak Melech Moiv Umaona Oise Bilim Ben Baor Menashitim Viarek Yogel Lamandas Tzidkos Hashem. Remember what happened with the Eitzera of Balak and Bilam, and remember the Tzedakah the Kodesh Baruch Hu did for Klai Yisrael. My Lamandas Tzidkos Hashem. Am Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Deuna Kam Tzidkos Hasisi Machim. You have no idea the Tzedakah that I did at the time of Bilam Arasha. During that period of time, I didn't get angry even once. So if I had gotten angry, nobody would have remained chulil v'chas. So what was that expression? How can I go and curse? He says, Kel zein b'chol yoyim. Kodesh Baruch Hu every single day typically gets angry, furious. V'kamazamei, how long does that fury last? For rega, for one moment. Shinema, ki rega b'yapoy chayim b'tzoyne. One rega is the ganze af. And therefore, during that total period of time when Bilam was together with Balak, he wanted to curse Klai Yisrael. How? Mo'ekav lekavikel. Because mo'ezem lezoam Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu was not zoyim. He didn't get angry any of those days. So therefore, I could not make a curse that would become effective at that split moment had Kodesh Baruch Hu gotten angry. So, he can't have a time on me. Ibo Yisema, another posik. Lecho ami, lech ami, babachadarech, oskor de lasecha badcho, chavi kimat rega, adjiaver zan. The posik is giving us excellent advice. Stay home, munchas shalom, there's trouble going on outside. That is, go indoors. It's kodel secha, like going kasashom to a shelter, a safe room, exactly. When the racket attack, when terrorists, Nebuch, Rachman, Lislam, it's kodel secha, badcha, chavi kimat rega, just wait there, hide, just for one rega, and yamazam until the zam passes. So therefore, that zam is 1 second, says Bilam, I am yodeya das elyon, I know when that second occurs, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry, and then all I have to do is curse them, that's going to be the end of it. Right, Tamora, Amos Rasach, tell us, when does that occur? You're saying, Keil Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, when? B'tlash Shoyi Kamais, in the three first hours of the day, Ki Chivra Karbal Tutana Goyim. Now, why pinked in those 3 hours does the Kodesh Baruch Hu get angry? So Rashi says, because that's the time when the Melochim get up from their beds, and the first thing that they do is they bow down to the Chama. They are sun worshippers. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets very angry. Sun, it happens to be just one of my Misharisim, and you're serving my Misharis, the sun, and not me. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gets upset, and that occurs in the morning. Now, how can we determine when that is? The crown on the top of the head of the Tarnagol, of the rooster, it has such a mane on top of it. When it becomes Chivra, when it becomes white, then you know it's pale-faced. Oh, that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Throughout the day, you see from time to time that karbalta, that crown and the mane of the Tarnagol gets whitened, gets faded. Even if it fades, it still retains some reddish stripes to it, at least some reddish coloration. It's totally pale-faced. It's a mane on top of the Tarnagol. And that's the time when Bilam could have, would have, should have, chas v'sholem, cursed. But Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't get angry during that period of time, so Kodesh Baruch Hu that leman tzidkos Hashem, that das tzidkos Hashem. And the Gemara tells us a real life story. Ahu mina, there was an apikoidus, that the shibusa to Rishu ben Levi, that the kumitzar le, he would give tzoris tzururais to Rishu ben Levi. Yoy mechad nokatana goyle, Rabbi Yishu ben Levi learned our Gemara, and he says, you know what, I'm going to put an end to this. So he took a tana golta, and v'osa lebekare, and tied up the Tarnagolis and its feet are tied to the Krayamita, the Oisiv, and he sat there waiting in the morning. Homer Kimata Hushata, when that period of time in the morning is going to happen, and I'm going to go and see, has the Karbalta fades in coloration, Iltaya, that's when I'm going to give a curse, just like Bilam HaRasha wanted to give a curse, and that's going to be the end of that min. However, Kimata Hushata, when that time came, the next morning, Nimnaim, he dozed off. Omar, and then when he woke up, he said, I missed the boat. I see it's not derech eretz. That's not what we should do. It's not a tzaddik. It's not good for a tzaddik to go and cause punishment to others. So until now, I figured, you know, just regular people. But also, even if you're talking about a minik, let the Kodesh Baruch Hu take care of him, like the Bezdin take care of him, but an individual, even though he's calling them Tzar and Tzaris, he shouldn't go and curse, and therefore, that was the only time he did it. After that, he refrained from continuing that. Tana Mishmei Ramei, Mishor Shachama Zerach, Zemelochim Enichin Kisrein, Al Rashay, Mishtach Melchama, this is what Rashi was referring to earlier, Biad Koyes, the sun comes out, it's now shining, the Melochim take their Kisorim, on their heads, and they start bowing down. That's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Bilam got up in the morning, and he prepared his donkey to go together with the Sorim to go and chas v'sholem curse Klal Yisrael. Now, Bilam, he himself went and put the saddle on his osayim to get it ready with all the peklach. Don't you think Bilam had assistants that would have done this for him, his attendants? He had to do it himself. So says the Gemara, under normal circumstances, both Avram Avinu and Lahavdil, Bilam would have allowed their assistants to offer them assistance in terms of saddling and getting ready the animals for the ride for that day. Not that they would do it themselves. However, in the case of Rav Avinu, because of the tremendous ahava towards the Rabbi Nishlam, Rabbi Nishlam gave him a mission. First thing in the morning, he went, he didn't wait for anybody to do it himself. The Yashkem of Rav Boiker, and he saddled his donkey, what does it say in the Pasuk? The Yashkem of Rav Boiker. Exactly, number 11. So it's a Viachvish is Chamoira. Vikachshni Nor of Itai. He just said, you Shtein Orim, you Eliezer, you go and take care of it. And yeah, well, they took care of it, exactly. Why did he have to do it himself? Because the sinner, now they have him of Telus, Shur Shugdul. Same thing as the Gavi Bilam. He could have asked his Chavra to do it. The Yakim Bilam Baboyker, the Yakim Asoina, he did it himself because of sinner is Mvatelus, Shur Shugdul. Omri Yanamarab, the Oilam Yaskar and Bateru Mitzvahs, a Philish Lishma, Shabbatash Lishma, Balishma. If a person learns Torah and does mitzvah, even though Shalai Lishma, When Shloim Lishma, people should go, oh, not the God, the Tamachachim, the Ram, blah, 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 Tzadik, and all that. Even though Shloim Lishma is good, how do I know? Shibishar, Abon, Mishtaim, Karbonish, Shehikr, Balak, Zach, Yatz, Min, Menu, Rus. The Torah tells us three times Balak said to Bilam, to curry favor in Hashem's eyes, let's go and bring up Karbonis. And each time it said that they brought up Zion Purim, the Zion Elim, seven cows, together with seven oxen, and seven Elim, seven rams. Since he did that three times, 7 plus 7 is 14. 3 times 14 is 42. Because of those 42 Karbonis, Yotze Mimena Rus, Rusa Mavia was a descendant. How do I know? Omer B'yoyse Barahuna, there's another gear said, Diomer B'yoyse Barahuna, Rus Bitoy Shel Eglin Ben Benoy Shel Balak Melech Moy Voice. Ah, so Rus was descended from Balak. How did Balak be Zoycha to have Rus and eventually have David Melech? It's all because of the 42 Karbonis. He didn't Shloim Lishma. He didn't do it to because he wanted to be a tzaddik. He did it because he was wanted to do a klala chas v'shalom against Klal Yisrael. So it's Shloim Lishma. Nevertheless, in that schar he got Rus. Omalei Rava L'Rabba Bar Meri. Sivin Zon the Pasuk Yitzol Lekim Esh Shloim Shloimai Mishmecha Vayagdel Eskisoi Mikesacha. Now, what is this all about? This is talking about that Adoniah, who was one of the sons of David HaMelech, he had designs on becoming king. Like Avshalom later on wanted to become king.
Actually, I think it was after Avshalom. Adoniah.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Before, after, I defer to you. Whatever you say, before, after, I'm asking. Good, a lady. Now the question is, but David HaMelech was not happy about that. Why wasn't he happy about that? Because he had already promised to Bathsheba that Shloim is going to go and be the new king. So when he was advised, probably by Nosson and Novi, by somebody else, whoever it was, that Adoniah or Avshalom or somebody else wanted to take over the Malchus, what did he do? He sent Shluchim to go and anoint Shloim HaMelech that he should be the new Melech, even though David HaMelech was still alive. The Shloim HaMelech should go and take over. So now when the Shluchim came back, they told him the good news, we did exactly what you asked us to do, and now there should be a bracha, Yetol Kim Hashem Shloim Mishmecha, that Shloim HaMelech's name should be greater than yours, and his kisa should be higher than yours, and greater, and more exalted, and all the rest. So Frey Timara, isn't this a bizoyin to talk to the king like that?
Yeah.
He's going to be greater than you. That's a bizoyin. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one, Amalei me'ein ka'amislei. When it says over here that Yitav l'kim eshem shloim mishmecha, mishmecha means it's going to, the makar, the source of his gedula will be as a result of your shem. Not that he's going to be greater than your name, that his name will be greater than your name. No. That the greatness of his name will stem from your name. That people will be able to say, oh, Shloim HaMelech, I know why he's such a great king. Because he's a son of David HaMelech. The Eloi Temach, if you're not going to learn like that, we say about Yoel that we spoke about before. Tevoidach Minoshim Yoel, Eishes Chaber, Kaini, Minoshim Boil Tevoidach. Now, who are the Noshim Boil? Noshim Boil Maninu, that's Sar Rivka Rucha Valeya. Those are the four Imohis. Oirach Arlem Imohachi, you're going to say that Yoel was greater, Minoshim Boil Tevoidach. Elamaem Kama, the word Min means that she, the source of her Gedula is, stems from the great Imohis, Minoshim Boil Tevoidach. Ah. So Achanami, here too, when it says about David HaMelech, Shloim HaMelech means Me'en Kama. They say the same thing the Gemara says in one place that Godel Koyecha Ben Mi Koyecha Av. Oh, sometimes we find that the strength of the son can be stronger than the Av. So the people go and say, when people repeat that Dvar Torah, that not Godel, Yofa Koyecha Ben Mi Koyecha Av, to appease the father, they say, you know why Yofa Koyecha Ben? Mi Koyecha Av. It all stems from the father. The father is so great, so therefore he was able to have such a great son. My father, Zuchan Lebracha, always used to tell the story about, I think it was Rabik, Zuchan Lebracha, that Ramoshe Bik, who was a great Godel, his father, I forget now what his first name was Ulta, very Choshev Rav, the people said to him, to the father, Yofa Koyecha Ben Mikoyecha Av, that your son, you know why he's so great? Because Mikoyecha Av, it's all your influence, it's all your Hashpah, it's all your Hadracha, it's Yofa Koyecha Ben, the reason why you have such a great son, Ramoshe Bik, it's Mikoyecha Av, because of the father. So the father answered and he said, very nice that you say that, but Manzin is a Yofa Una Pshetlech. He is great even without having to go and Taish Mikoyecha Av, that means from the Koyecha Av. He's Yofa Poshipshat. He's greater than me. So you don't have to give the pshat for me koyachem, stamped me, ends koyachem. No, no, no. He's taki yofa, greater than me. So Gemara, please, Rabbi Yosi bar Chayni, this that we just tried to end for mishmecha the me'ein, that argues Rabbi Yosi bar Chayni, Rabbi Yosi bar Chayni, everybody has kinna that's just natural, that people are jealous of others, except for his son, except for his talmid. Oh, from David HaMelech. Why don't we see David HaMelech get angry and say, you're saying my son Shloim is greater than me? You're talking me greater than me. No, no problem with that. I'm very happy. And also, a person is not miskana b'talmid. How do I know? This is Elisha saying to Eliyahu Navi, do me a favor, please, Elisha. Please, Eliyahu Navi, that after you pass away and I take over as the next Navi, that I should have pishnaim, I should have a double koyach than that you have. And the Gemara says that he did double the number of nisim and eflois than Eliyahu Navi did. So wouldn't you think that this is almost a chutzpah to say to your Rebbe, Rebbe, I should be greater than you? Eliyahu should have said back, you know, come on, you have a little bit of idolkeit. Go and say you should have pishnaim. No, he was very happy. Rashi brings this in Chumash as well, that Kosh Baruch Hu said that Moshe should go and bless Yeshua, put on one hand on his head, and he put both hands on his head. He says, I'm happy that he should be greater than me, and he should have all the brachas in the world. I'm not at all mekane my talmid. But Yosin Dover Befi Bilam, Kodesh Baruch Hu put a Dover Befi Bilam. What means a Dover? Amr Blazer Oimer Malach. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviach put a Malach in his mouth that would restrain Bilam from saying things that Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want him to say. Similarly, Rabbi Yonis and Amr Chake. Chake means like a fish hook. Put a fish hook inside his mouth and it was staying there. So anytime he wanted to say something, he said something wrong, that fish hook would hurt him. It would cause trouble for his teeth, for his palate, for his throat. So two things Kodesh Baruch Hu put into his mouth. You'll see from the next few psukim, all part of what Bilam HaRosha said about Klai Yisrael. These are all favorable. This is after he attempted to be mekal them three times, and now he said, before I leave, let me leave them with my final message. And you'll see the final message is all lebracha, but he really had in mind leklol Kodesh Baruch Hu is mahapachit lebracha. So we'll see from Moshe Rasha, Maha you believe by. Big Kishloim is like you, Lehem, but the Gnesis, but the Majrashis. He didn't want them to have a shul or the Bismarish. Ah, Matriva Lechi Yaakov. That's why he said Matriva Lechi Yaakov. Leitish Shechini Aleim. I don't want the Shechini to be Shoira. Ah, Matriva Lechi Yaakov, Mishkinech Sech Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch has a Shechini Mon Klai Yisrael. Leitei Malchus and Memshechas. The Malchus should not go more than a generation. It's going to be like an ever-flowing river, constantly flowing and flowing. Lo Yehelem Zeisim Akramim. Kiganis Ali Nor. It's going to be like all types of beautiful gardens on the north. There's going to be Zeisim, Kramim, whatever you want. They're not going to have a beautiful scent about them. Kaholim Notashim. It's going to be like Aholim. Aholim is from the word aloe, A-L-O-E, which is something that they put even today into soaps. Lo Yiyu Lehem Melochim Bale Koima. They won't have Melochim that are people of physical strength and physical height. Oh, Karozim Alimoyim. They're going to be like cedar trees. Lo Yiyu Lehem Melech Ben Melech. They're not going to have one king that's going to succeed his father. Yizel Mayim Midolio, that it should continue to flow. Their malchus won't be sure that in other countries. Bazar b'mayim rabim, under many and many other waters, many other countries. For Yirmi Agag Malka, they're going to go and hire and elevate themselves above Agag the Melech. That the people are not going to have a fear or awe of their malchus. Of the sinasi malchusai, boy, will they have fear and awe. Unfortunately, all of the bad things that Bilam had in mind about Klai Yisrael that he wasn't able to say because it was all Nepach, unfortunately, all of them eventually transpired. For instance, that we no longer have Melachim, and there won't be a Melech ben Melech, and there won't be Balei Koyma, and there won't be Shoydar and the Umas Ha'olam. All of these things eventually all happened after the destruction of the second base of Midrash. Chutz, Ibotik and Isis, Ibotik and Midrashis, that we've always had in our midst, Shulds and but to Midrashim to learn. Shenavah Yafach Hashem Lekecha Lechoy as Klola Vracha. Ki Ahevcha Hashem Lekecha. Klola V'loi Klolai. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was talking Mahapech, one of the Klolas, but not all of them. In other words, many of the Klolas, unfortunately, eventually were reversed, and they came true, and they actually happened, but not all of them. Because Baruch Hashem, this about This will always stay with us, we'll always have children, but the Midrash, that we'll be able to learn forever and ever. We'll stop over here, and Mitchum, continue tomorrow.